Today's celebration of the Body and Blood of Christ, Corpus Christi, dates to the 13th century. A priest in 1263 named Peter doubted Christ's presence in the Eucharist. He made a pilgrimage to the holy sites in Italy and prayed to the saints for the gift of faith. While celebrating Mass at a church in Bolsena, he was shocked and surprised that at the consecration of the Mass, the host began to bleed. He took the bloodied altar cloth to the Italian city of Oliveto, where Pope Urban IV was staying. The procession carrying that miraculous altar cloth to the Pope began the tradition of Corpus Christi processions. Beginning in 1293 and continuing for about 300 years, a beautiful cathedral was built in Oviedo to house the relic of the bloodied altar cloth. St. Thomas Aquinas, the great medieval theologian, wrote a beautiful Latin sequence, Laudata Sion, for the cathedral's dedication, which is the sequence of today's Mass. St. Thomas wrote other hymns for Corpus Christi, Tantum Ergo, O Salutaris Hostia, Panis Angelicus, and Pange Lingua. I still remember my younger years at home as an altar boy, with growing faith that Christ was present in the Eucharist. I would hold the paten under people's chin as they knelt at the communion rail to receive the body of Christ. I remember for several years my father and I would spend from midnight to dawn in the chapel on Holy Thursday evening. Over the years, being close to Christ in the Eucharist has been important to me. I remember reading somewhere, "We become what we eat." As we consciously receive Holy Communion, the body of Christ, we are transformed more and more into His likeness. The Church teaches that we are the body of Christ in the world today. But first, we must encounter Christ in the Eucharist. Christ in the Eucharist is also Jesus, bloodied and broken, who gives His life for us. We in turn grow as the body of Christ, especially for those who suffer. We are one with each other, and we are one with those who are marginalized, discarded, and seen of no value. As St. Paul states, "Because the bread is one, we, though many, are one body, because we have eaten of the one bread." We look at Jesus' suffering in the Garden of Gethsemane, a time of darkness when he experienced abandonment by his chosen friends and faced his upcoming death. Having loved the weak and vulnerable and challenged oppressive religious leadership, he now sweated blood. He realized his impending death and struggled with that reality. Finally, he said yes to what he knew his Father would allow to happen. "Be it done to me as you will." In his suffering, he needed the help of others. After he fell along the way, Simon of Cyrene helped him carry his cross. He did not cry out in bitterness and anger. He was not resentful. He did not despair. He absorbed his suffering into himself. He trusted his Father totally. When he died, a soldier pierced his side, and blood and water flowed out. Blood is the symbol of life. Water is what cleanses us. Through his death, new life came into the world as the Holy Spirit. He himself was resurrected into the heart of his Father. We experience many forms of suffering, some coming from others, some a natural part of life, We are all too aware of war, migration, trafficking, famine, and gang violence. We may experience depression, loneliness, broken bones, cancer, scoliosis, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, or other diseases. Part of being human is to suffer. Suffering can cause us to become angry, resentful, and bitter. We can close ourselves off from others. How we embrace our suffering can determine how much new life and love can be brought into the world. Many have endured great suffering and have not lost their peace. Bishop Walsh, a founder of Maryknoll Missionary Society, worked in China. When the Chinese leader Mao Zedong came to power, Bishop Walsh was sentenced to prison for 20 years. He could not minister. For many years he was kept in isolation, yet he did not become bitter. Pedro Arrupe, a great leader of the Jesuits as Superior General, suffered a debilitating stroke and lived nearly helpless during his final years. He did not grow bitter or resentful, but maintained his peace before God. On this feast of the Body and Blood of Christ, Corpus Christi, Jesus comes toward us in Holy Communion, bleeding and broken. He knows our suffering. He asks us to be his compassionate love for others who suffer. In our brokenness, we accept the help that is offered to us. We allow the church community to minister to us. In this way, we receive new life and strength from Christ. We glorify God with Christ. A new healing and new life enters our world. Finally, we hear St. Paul's words, "I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his suffering by becoming like him in his death. If somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead, he will transform the body of our humiliation that it may be conformed to the body of his glory, by the power that also enables him to make all things subject to himself."